Absolutely, but let's move on to rapid fire.
All right, now, we haven't done rapid fire for the last few weeks. There's a couple in here that are a week or two old that are not, you know, maybe I don't know. So we'll see if they're still pretty fresh.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, here we go. Are we ready with the bell? The bell is
ready. Sounds good. Rich, are you ready?
Rich is ready.
All right.
Let's go back to the World Cup.
Let's go.
Zidane's mom said about the player.
Zidane, go ahead.
Said Zidane. Doesn't matter.
Zidane.
His mom talked about the guy that his son headbutted and said, quote, I don't know if I can even say this on the air, I want his blank on a platter. What do you think about that?
I am a huge fan of this because soccer moms are crazy, and I love that it, you know, can span across seas, and soccer moms are crazy everywhere, and she just plays right into the stereotype.
It's her son's own fault. He's the guy. He headbutted that guy. It's not that guy's fault. He talked trash all the time in every sport ever he plays. You know, there's no reason why that he can justify headbutt.
You can't deny though that you love when the parents of players get involved. That's like when Kobe Bryant's dad, you know, did an interview and he's like, "I think Kobe should have won MVP." Well, of course you did. You're the guy's parent, but I still like to see it.
All right, NASCAR driver was recently rear-ended on the way to the airport.
That's a tough break. I don't know what
sounds
you want
like
from
some
here.
Sweet news there.
No, I'm just saying, you know, this guy drives around at 180 miles an hour and, you know, can make
he
it through 500
somebody?
Laps. No, he got rear-ended.
Oh.
I mean, he is just as subjected to the bad drivers out there as we are.
Maybe he should have somebody drive him to the airport.
Maybe that's what he needs to do. Danica Patrick will not move to NASCAR.
I do not care until she actually starts winning something. I mean, I just care that she looks good. That's the only important thing to me.
Yeah, NASCAR is boring.
Enough.
Should they allow Michelle Wie into another men's event?
Yes, absolutely, because she's good enough to compete with the guys, even if she doesn't always make the cuts. There are a lot of guys that don't make the cuts, and more people will watch if Michelle Wie is there. It makes sense for everybody.
I agree. If she's got the game to back it up, let her give it a try.
The home run ball, number 715, auction, what would you pay for it? What do you expect to pay for it?
I could afford to pay about $375. And I would go above that, though, probably to about $5, and I'd cut it off there. Not a big collector, and this ball's going to plummet as Bonds continues to get harassed by the federal government.
I'm with you. I'm not a big collector myself, and to me, it's just another baseball.
All right. The All-Star ratings for baseball actually went up this year. What do you think of that?
It's just a fluke. I mean, it's easy to go up from nothing. Maybe you had a couple guys leave a TV on ESPN on accident, and it just kind of stayed there. They got the ratings, whatever. But I don't see this as any improvement or sign that baseball ratings are, you know, going to be through the roof.
I don't know. I think baseball is going to come back with us, with the culture. And, you know, I think the people are appreciating the fact that they're going after Bonds and trying to clean the game up a little bit. I think that baseball is picking up some a little bit of mentality.
I'm not going
to
disagree with that, but I'm not going to read that from the All-Star. I mean, the All-Star game is still the All-Star game. They're never going to have great ratings.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at another All-Star game, two of them actually, that happened the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star game, the WNBA or the AAA All-Star game. Which one would you rather watch?
I would have rather.
For sure. You got to watch AAA. You got to watch the new guy for the Reds. What's his name? DeNorfia.
Did you watch it?
He got a hit. I saw him get a hit.
So you did watch the game.
It wasn't much of a hit, but it was a hit.
I would have watched the WNBA All-Star game only because I think it's hilarious. I'm down for watching maybe
like
one.
There's like a 6'9" girl in that league. I didn't know that. She was dominant, though. She was good.
I heard, though, that at the end of the game there were like 5 missed dunks in a row, and that would have just sealed the deal for me because I would have loved to see that. It just would have been so hilarious. It would have been like watching some sort of basketball exhibition at a circus.
You see the AAA tournament, AAA
Take two.
All-Star game. By the way, was held in Fifth Third Arena at Fifth Third Park in Toledo, Ohio.
Come again, Woody?
Yeah. Why did I even bring that up? Should
Moving
I just end
along.
This now? Holy
no.
cow. All right, Tour de France. The American Fire. Did it cheat to win?
Yes. You know what? It's still a bike race, and if there isn't a lot of doping and cheating going on, nobody's going to pay attention. But now this is big news, so props to the American doing whatever he can to win. If you want to be like Lance Armstrong, you've got to cheat.
Yeah, I disagree. Why would you get a bike to dope, or why do you get a dope to bike? You know, if you're riding a bike, well, you don't need to have performance enhancing steroids to bike.
Hey, it helped him. He was doing terrible.
I'd be happy about it.
He was doing terrible, then he won because of these performance enhancers.
These stumbles are starting to get contagious. The last few weeks, Tony Gwynn's kid got his first hit.
Good for Tony Gwynn's kid. See, I can say it. I'm not stumbling over here. I've got my act together. Good for the kid. But he's never going to be as good as the old man.
He's about 100 pounds lighter than his dad was, too.
That's true. Shea Hildebrandt was cut. What'd you guys make of that?
Yeah, I think he deserved to be cut. Cut him. Cut him all day long.
Yeah, cut him.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, Hanks, Miller, and Howard were in town for a Reds game. What did you guys think when you heard that?
Yeah, I thought it made a lot of sense because we are a premier program. We got a lot of history. If you're going to go around on a tour of some ballparks, why not stop by here? You know, we can use any bit of celebrity presence that we can get.
I think it's pretty cool those guys are on a tour of the baseball stadium. So I wish I could do that myself.
Yeah, if I could afford it, that's what I'd be doing. All right, what'd you guys think of Steve Nash's new bald head look?
Yeah, I don't like it. I mean, let's face it, he won MVP because of the hair and because he was an adequate basketball player. And he is an adequate baseball player, so that helped him push him ahead to get the MVP.
I'm with
but
Mark. I think that separates him a little more from the rest of the players.
Yeah, now he's Mike Bibby,
white point guard. I liked it.
All right, Serena Williams did not win the Cincinnati women's tennis event.
Do not care.
Who did?
I didn't expect her to win anyway. If Maria Sharapova was there, I would have cared. But Serena Williams kind of gave up on the whole tennis thing to do her acting thing.
All right. Harold Reynolds was recently fired at ESPN.
I just...
He was?
Yeah. He got fired for sexual harassment.
Allegedly.
It's hilarious.
Wow, I liked Harold Reynolds a lot.
So did I. But eventually, he also loved a lot of the 20-year-old female production assistants.
Maybe he can come work for us in Unabated Sports now.
We're going to have to get some girls in here, though. You know, maybe Eric the intern is going to have to turn into, like, Molly the intern.
I think Woody's on top of that for us.
I'll see if I can get some girls in here.
Because right now, there's not a lot of sexual harassing for Harold Reynolds to do.
Yeah, and don't forget, my voice is apparently the one that's already changed, so it would not be me that would be filling that role. All right, let's take a look at T.O. He's got the book out. You guys buying it?
No, I'm not buying the T.O. book because he said he's misquoted in it. In his own autobiography, doesn't make sense. Plus, I'm not the book reader here. Eric the intern is. Yeah.
And I'm tired of T.O. I'm glad he's been out of the spotlight for the past year or so. I'm not going to read his book. I hope you guys won't either.
Albert Bell, Stalker.
He's a what?
He's a stalker.
Is he really?
Explain, yeah. Woody.
He ended up, let's see. He broke a restraining order, and then he also put a GPS unit on this girl's car that he had had relations with before.
You know what? He excels at every point in his game, and stalking is just another area where he is going to try to be the best possible stalker he can be. Props to him.
A GPS unit, that's pretty intense stalkage.
Hey, he's only the best for Albert Bell.
All right, Charles Barkley wants to be governor of Alabama.
I'm going to move to Alabama so I can vote for the guy. I would let him run for office and be in office anywhere I lived. Huge Charles fan, and I'm a huge fan of the huge guy.
I love Charles Barkley. I love how he speaks his mind, but I want to keep him on TV. Stay at TNT and do not run for governor.
Prince is going to be the Super Bowl halftime performer.
I don't watch the Super Bowl halftime show ever since Janet Jackson's gone.
Is that a joke?
No,
it's not
true.
A joke.
It's a fact.
That's a fact.
Ah, man.
Like, you watch the halftime show, who cares?
Yeah, but it's just bad for the face of the NFL, though. Prince, what a non-masculine guy to put out in the middle of the most masculine event in the history of sports.
Like, Justin, you get no ding.
Hey, they had Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson a couple years back. That was really masculine.
Yeah, we definitely don't have the masculine look there at the halftime show. All right, finally, today's A-Rod's birthday. What do you guys get him?
I get him his release from the Yankees. Get him out of there.
New glove.
All right, you guys are wrong because you don't get a guy anything if he makes $25 million a year. He can go get his own damn gift.
Okay, fair enough.
Yes.
I was kind of blindsided by that. You wanted me to take some sort of cheap shot at A-Rod, didn't you? I'm not going to fall for your petty tricks. Just because the guy is in a slump, Woody, you're trying just to pile on. I thought Scott was going to throw that pencil at me, by the way. He just picked up a pencil. Scratch his back, and I saw him go back with it, and I ducked.
You.
I thought he was his big A-Rod fan, and when he pulled it back,
well,
I ducked.
You just said to release him, and now you're like, oh, no, he's just in a slump. Just be cool with him, man.
Yeah, but I would give him his release so he could come play for the Reds. You didn't let me finish. Is that why you're going to throw that pencil at me?
Kind of.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I guess we could take it here.
It was a mixture of y'all's answers.
Yeah, I wish I was back behind the glass like Rich over there.
Be protected from all the stuff that gets thrown over there. All right, well, this has been another outstanding edition of Unabated Sports. We've had great guests all night long.
My thanks to the great Babe Ruth for spending some time with us on the program tonight. Very insightful, excellent interview. And also, looks like the Reds are taking care of business right now.